All right. Welcome to another deep dive. You guys sent in a bunch of articles and research, even some personal notes, all kind of pointing to one big thing.
Yeah.
The future of hospitality.
It's a big one.
It is a big one. And it seems like there's this huge shift happening.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're talking workforce expectations. We're talking AI and how those two things are kind of colliding to, like, completely reshape the way we think about and experience hospitality. So hotels, restaurants, you name it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating, isn't it, how these trends are all converging. It's like we're at this point where it's almost like a perfect storm brewing,
yeah.
You know, pushing the industry to modernize or risk getting left behind.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit.
Sure.
Like, what are some of the biggest pressure points right now in this industry?
Well, one of the most significant, I think, has to be the workforce. It's changing.
Yeah.
We know that this industry relies so heavily on Gen Z and millennials.
Right.
And these generations, they just have very different expectations from, you know, previous generations in the workforce. Like, studies show that Gen Z especially, they prioritize purpose over a paycheck, meaning they want to work for businesses that align with their values.
Yeah, that makes sense. We've all seen those headlines about the Great Resignation.
Yeah.
You know, people wanting more than just a job.
Right.
But how does that translate specifically to hospitality?
Well, think about it. Think about traditional hospitality jobs, right? They're often known for things like rigid schedules, you know, hierarchical structures, and limited opportunities for growth.
Yeah.
Younger generations, they're just not interested in that. They want flexibility. They want to feel valued. Mm-hmm. They want to see a clear path for advancement.
So it sounds like it's not just about, you know, higher wages anymore. It's like a complete shift in the culture.
Yeah.
But isn't the hospitality industry, like, already facing this massive talent shortage?
Yes.
I can't imagine this is making things any easier.
You're absolutely right. It's not making it easier. The industry's already struggling to find and keep qualified employees. And these changing expectations are only making things more challenging. You know, it's creating this urgent need for businesses to adapt and modernize their approach if they want to survive.
So it sounds like the old school command and control style of management is officially out the window.
Pretty much. I mean, that top-down approach, it doesn't resonate with younger generations who are used to things like collaboration and open communication. Mm. They want to have a voice in the decision-making process. So we're seeing a definite shift towards more flexible work models.
Right.
Things like hybrid schedules, job rotations, even opportunities for remote work where it's applicable.
Remote work in hospitality?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to wrap my head around that. Like, don't you need to be physically present to, you know, serve guests and manage a hotel?
Sure, you're right. Not every role can be remote.
Yeah.
But think about some of those, you know, back-end support functions, you know, things like marketing, accounting. Even some aspects of guest relations can be done remotely.
Okay.
It's about finding creative ways to adapt and offer the flexibility that employees are really demanding these days.
Okay, so we've got this generational shift creating pressure for a more modern, flexible work environment.
Right.
But where does AI fit into all this?
Right.
I feel like that's the other big piece of the puzzle.
It is, absolutely. And what's interesting about AI is that it's a powerful tool for both employers and employees. We're actually seeing this concept of AI-driven talent management kind of emerging, and it's transforming the way businesses approach things like recruitment, training, and even performance evaluation.
AI-driven talent management.
Yeah.
Can you break that down a little bit? What does that actually look like?
Well, in the simplest terms, AI-driven talent management uses algorithms to automate and optimize all those different HR processes. So take recruitment, for example, right? Instead of somebody manually sifting through hundreds of resumes,
yeah.
AI can analyze all those candidate profiles, match skills to job requirements, and even assess cultural fit. So it makes the entire hiring process faster and more efficient.
So that's almost like having a superpowered recruiter that can work 24/7.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving time and resources. It can help reduce bias in the hiring process by focusing on skills and experience instead of, you know, those more subjective factors.
That's a huge plus, especially in an industry as diverse as hospitality.
Yeah.
But what about the human element? Doesn't all this automation make things feel a bit impersonal?
You know, that's a valid concern, and it's something that companies really need to be mindful of. The key is to use AI strategically, not as a replacement for human interaction, but as a way to actually enhance it.
Okay.
You know, there was one company that you mentioned in your notes, LaLuxure.
Yes. LaLuxure. That name kept popping up in my research.
Yeah.
They seem to be like on the cutting edge of this whole modernization movement.
Yeah, they are. And one thing that they're doing that's really interesting is they're using AI to create these personalized training programs for their employees.
Personalized training. I want to hear more about that. How does that work?
So instead of, you know, a one-size-fits-all approach, AI can look at an employee's learning patterns, strengths, weaknesses, even their career goals, and create a custom-tailored training program.
Wow, that's impressive. It's like having a personal tutor who knows exactly how you learn best.
Mm.
But how does this benefit the company?
It makes training more effective,
okay,
which leads to faster skill development and improved performance. It also shows employees that the company's investing in their growth,
uh-huh,
which can boost morale and loyalty.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of this ultimately leads to better service for guests.
So it's like a win-win for everyone involved.
Exactly.
I got to ask, though, doesn't all this focus on technology kind of make the industry feel less human? I mean, hospitality is all about those personal connections, making people feel welcome and cared for. Can AI really replicate that?
That's a great question. And that's something that LaLuxure is addressing head on. They really emphasize that technology is a tool,
right. But
it's the human connection that matters most. So AI can handle the tedious tasks, freeing up employees to focus on what they do best, building those relationships with guests.
So it's more about using technology to kind of empower employees, not replace them.
Exactly. And that brings us to another really important aspect of this whole modernization movement, employee well-being.
Oh, right. It's not just ping pong tables and free snacks anymore, is it?
It's definitely not just that anymore. Companies are starting to understand that employee well-being is directly linked to productivity, customer satisfaction, and, you know, their bottom line.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing this shift toward more holistic well-being initiatives,
right,
things that address mental health, work-life balance, and creating this sense of community within the workplace.
So it's about creating this work environment where employees feel supported and valued, you know, not just as workers, but as human beings.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting, because we have this intersection of technology and human-centered design working together to create, you know, a more fulfilling and sustainable future for the industry.
Okay.
But before we delve further into that, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Okay, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We were just talking about how AI and this focus on employee well-being are like changing the game,
yeah,
for the hospitality industry.
And they really are.
So how can AI like actually improve the guest experience?
Well, let's go back to personalization for a sec. Remember how we were talking about AI tailoring those training programs?
Yeah.
Well, imagine applying that same concept to the guest experience.
So instead of like a generic welcome package, every guest gets this super personalized experience based on like their preferences.
Exactly.
That sounds amazing, but how is that even possible?
AI can analyze a ton of data.
Okay.
Think about past booking history, feedback surveys, even social media activity.
Mm.
By looking at all that information, AI can anticipate a guest's needs and preferences like before they even get to the hotel.
So it's like having this virtual concierge that knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
That's a little creepy, but also kind of cool.
It's definitely a balancing act. But the potential is there to create these really unforgettable experiences for guests. Like, imagine checking into your hotel room and the temperature is already set to how you like it. The mini bar is stocked with your favorite drinks and snacks. The TV is tuned to your go-to channel.
Okay, that is what I call hospitality. But let's not forget about the human element. Do you think there's a risk of AI making the experience feel too impersonal?
Definitely. That's why that human touch is more important now than ever.
Okay.
The key is to use AI to enhance that human interaction, not replace it. You know, like think about freeing up hotel staff from all those routine tasks.
Yeah.
So they can dedicate more time to actually connecting with guests.
So AI handles the logistics and humans provide like the warmth and that personalized service that hospitality is all about.
Right. Exactly.
I like it. I like where this is going. So this brings us back to employee well-being.
Yes.
When employees are happy, they're more likely to provide amazing service.
Right.
But how can AI help with that?
Well, think about it. AI can actually help optimize scheduling, ensure employees have reasonable workloads, predictable hours,
mm-hmm,
or could even identify employees who might be struggling and then recommend resources or support systems.
Okay.
So by taking care of the employees, we're taking care of the guests.
Makes sense. It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic here. Implementing all these changes, especially with AI, requires a pretty big investment. Do you think smaller businesses can actually keep up with this, or is this going to create like a bigger divide between the big players and the the mom and pop shops?
It's a good question. I mean, we're already seeing a lot of affordable AI solutions coming out that are specifically designed for smaller businesses.
Right.
And, you know, modernization, it's not just about technology. It's about adapting to the changing needs of employees and guests.
Right.
Smaller businesses, they can often be more nimble and responsive to those changes, which allows them to compete.
So it's not necessarily about the size of the business. It's more about the mindset and just being willing to adapt.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important piece of this whole puzzle. Bridging that generational divide.
Right. We've talked about how younger generations have all these different expectations.
Right.
But how do we make sure that all generations are working together, you know, effectively to create this new vision for hospitality?
I think it all comes down to communication and collaboration.
Okay.
We need to create this workplace culture where everyone feels valued and respected no matter how old they are or how much experience they have.
Mm.
You know, mentorship programs, they can be really powerful.
Yeah.
Allowing those more experienced employees to share all their knowledge and the younger generation can share their fresh perspective.
So it's not just about passing the torch. It's more like a two-way street.
Exactly.
Where everyone's learning and growing together.
Yeah. That's when the magic happens. When you have different generations all working together, sharing their skills and perspectives, that's how you create this really dynamic and innovative environment.
I love that. It's not about replacing one generation with another. It's about bringing everyone together.
Yeah.
And then adding in the power of AI. Like, it feels like the possibilities are endless.
They are.
So this has been a truly fascinating conversation.
It has.
But I'm wondering, with all these changes happening so quickly, like, where do we even begin? If you're a business owner in the hospitality industry right now, what are the first steps to take?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Where do we even start?
I know it can feel a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't have to be this like massive overnight change.
Right.
I think the first step is really just about kind of shifting your mindset a little bit.
So less about like ripping out the old and more about integrating the new.
Exactly.
Okay.
Start by just like assessing your current operations and looking for places where you can make small but impactful changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, can you give us some specific examples?
Sure. Take a look at your employee feedback.
Okay.
What are they asking for? Are they feeling heard? Maybe they're, you know, asking for more flexible scheduling or more opportunities for professional development.
So those like little changes.
Yeah.
Those can actually make a big difference in how employees feel about working there.
Oh, absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of just asking your employees, you know, for their input.
Right.
They're the ones on the front lines. They know what's working and what's not.
That makes sense. So start with the people. Get their feedback, and then look for ways to implement those changes.
Exactly. And, you know, while you're doing that, start exploring how technology can help you make those changes happen.
Okay.
There are so many affordable tools out there now, even for small businesses, that can help, you know, streamline those operations, personalize that guest experience, and empower employees.
It's like we're redefining what it means to be high tech in hospitality.
Yeah.
It's not just about having all the fancy gadgets anymore.
Right.
It's about using technology to actually enhance those human experiences.
I like that a lot. And I think that's where the real opportunity is. You know, this isn't just about survival.
Yeah.
It's about thriving. Yeah. It's about, you know, building a future for this industry that's more sustainable, more fulfilling, and ultimately more human.
This has been a really eye-opening conversation.
Mm.
I feel like I have a whole new perspective now.
Good.
But we always like to end these deep dives with a little something for our listeners to kind of think about.
Of course.
So what's your parting wisdom for everyone listening out there?
Here's something to ponder. If technology is going to play such a big role in the future of hospitality, how can we make sure that it's being used ethically and responsibly, you know, in a way that benefits both the businesses and the people that they serve?
That's a great question. And I think it really underscores, you know, how important it is to keep that human element at the center of everything.
Absolutely. I mean, the future of this industry is really in our hands.
Yep.
Let's make it something we can all be proud of.
Well said. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all your insights.
It's been my pleasure.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the future of hospitality. We hope you learned something new and that you're feeling inspired to maybe see things from a new perspective. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.